Huh?
No, taser, watch out. Behave yourself.
Yeah.
Behave yourself.
You all can't see this.
Yeah, but just audio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can we do this?
Cool.
Can we, should we like swap audience and crowd roles?
Well, I don't think that'll work, but this will probably work.
What if we did it like over
here? Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
That's
okay.
Be away from it.
Can you get the monitor and yourself?
I just flip it over.
How are you traveling to fix this thing?
It becomes a plan.
Cool.
Okay, cool.
Wait,
cool.
Right.
I'm going to the
baby.
Okay, that's better.
Ray Ray.
Yeah, you should go get Ray Ray back. Go get
Ray Ray. Okay, you do it with you. Back
I can do it with you.
Oh, really?
But I would be everyone.
I know.
I'm down with the train.
I'm
down
with the
train. Brandon, you be out of class.
Like earlier.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
No,
I'll
do Dr.
Love.
Okay, thank you.
I just want to train, especially if you have you and I don't know parts yet.
I saw
the
train.
Yeah,
my
team. I feel like I'd be better to do it together.
What?
Yeah. Ah, break time. It's so nice to get out of the lab and into the nature. I sure do love the beauty of the nature. The plants, the birds, the insects, even the frightening insects like scorpions or dragons. They all have their own special way of fitting into the big picture. Take, for instance, this tree. Well, I guess this is just a tree stump, but as it decays, it provides a home for many of the nature's finest creatures. Oh, you call it fine. Oh, hello, little frog. It's so nice to meet you. Can it, Poindexter? What's wrong, little friend? Did you wake up on the wrong side of the stump today? More like I was born on the wrong side of the spent fuel rod containment pond. But whatever do you mean? Have you ever seen a frog with this many legs, smarty pants? Well, no, I guess I haven't. Must be your first time in these woods, bookworm. There are others like me all over this forest. Didn't used to be this way, no sir. Then one day, all the little tadpoles in the stream by the drainage pipe started looking funny. Oh, I have heard of this phenomenon. You are what we at the lab call an indicator species. Just great. You even have a name for it, with little quotes around it and everything. Tell me this, wise guy, what is it that my species indicates anyway? Well, I guess that you indicate levels of. Oh dear. Levels of oh dear? What does that mean, know-it-all? I meant to say levels of contamination. Contamination? Well, that pipe you talked about by the stream where you were born, that pipe comes out of the lab where I work. What's work? It's what humans do all day long. We go to work and we get little pieces of paper or money in exchange. Pieces of paper? That doesn't sound worth it. And what's a lab? A lab is where we turn rocks into dangerous weapons that keep us safe. Let me get this straight. So you trade each day of your life for pieces of paper that you've endangered to stay safe? No offense, but this doesn't make any sense. Of course it does. Well, it doesn't make sense to me, sir, because whatever is going on in that lab that drains into the pipe by my birth land is killing my friends and family. I hope that paper you're getting is worth it.
It's not just the paper, it's also the safety.
Does this look safe to you? Ugh, stupid humans.
Oh, how awful.
What's awful?
Yay! Who are you?
I am Rugglestropsky. I live in the distant future on the planet Earth and have been sent back in time through the seventh-dimensional transpositional time tube. What's your name?
I'm Dr. Lab. I work at the lab. Yes. See, it says right here on my name tag. What is it?
What you call the lab is a very dangerous thing to my people. Our word for it translates in your ancient language roughly to poison death wound.
Oh, dear.
Yes, we must keep far away from the poison death wounds, even in the year of the Snuggledorf, which I believe in your antiquated calendar system measures to roughly 15,782 AD.
The labs are poisonous 13,000 years from now?
Extremely. Even with our technology imported from the Bloxican galaxy, we still have difficulty containing the poisonous sludge from your use of plutonium. Now that I think of it, I would like to ask. be the worth of something so toxic for so long?
We use it to make bombs.
That saddens me.
But they keep us safe!
I may be misunderstanding your usage of the word safe.
The bombs allow us to keep our nation secure from the threat of attack or invasion.
In the future, safe means being able to live on this planet where one's health is strong and one has clean food, shelter, and water. To us, poison, death wound is the opposite of safe. With poison, death wounds all over your nation, it would seem to me that you are actually making your nation unsafe.
I guess I see where you're coming from.
The seventh-dimensional transpositional time tube is opening up again. Goodbye, Dr. Lab, and good luck dealing with all this plutonium.
What a strange afternoon. I have never met creatures like this in this forest before. Well, anyway, all this talk of safety and bombs and interdimensional time travel has really tuckered me out. I guess I have enough time for a quick nap before heading back to the lab. Oh, the nature. Yes, it smells like. Yes.
Water is used so extensively through the whole nuclear process.
fresh water is what makes life on Earth possible. Our bodies are 90% water. The nuclear industry uses billions of gallons of water a day to make nuclear fuel, and it is never returned into our water tables as clean as they take it out.
I wish there was something I could do about this.
I think that maybe there is something you can do.